progressing as fast as you thought it would, or slower than you thought it would? Is it?
It's going about right at pace for me. You know, it's not as painful as I thought it would be. There's not much pain involved at all. It's just one of those things where it just takes a long time to get that strength back in it.
Apologize, I'm sure someone's asked you, but you were in the other room. Where are you in your rehab right now?
I just started kind of running on it a little bit, jogging on it. Right now I'm at the process where it's just taking a long time to get that last little bit of strength back in it. And so over the next few months, that's really my main goal, is to get all the strength back in my calf and the explosiveness back.
So you're just jogging and that's it? Just not even full sprint?
Right, yeah. Just started jogging.
When did you start doing that?
I started jogging a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And have yet to jog this week. I'm just kind of getting into the routine here, and I think we're going to start trying to jog again next week.
What was your mindset as you went out there to run for the first time? A little trepidation?
It was a little weird, you know, because anytime you start doing something after you had a major surgery on it, it feels a little weird, but you know, never thought about re-rupturing or anything like that. So it's one of those things, once you get comfortable with it, you don't even think about it.
So what's next? I mean, you haven't cut or anything, you haven't even sprinted. So what's the timetable now? You've kind of jogged, you want to get that strength in it. When do you think you'll start actually cutting and things like that?
Not sure. I don't know. It's just a progression. You know, whenever I can start running good, really good on the treadmill, then I guess we'll take it out to the field and then start running out there and then go from there, start cutting is the next step.
What is your target goal on getting back to practice? Is it training camp, or do you think you can be back for that?
That's my goal, you know, hopefully be back for training camp, and my main goal is to be on the field first game, be ready to go 100% and feeling good. So however we have to do that, that's my number one goal.
What do you think? I mean, you obviously came from an offense where everybody knew not about, you know, the triplets and all that kind of thing. But when you look at what this team now has with Henry coming in here and Cutler, what's your take on the offensive weapons that this team's kind of put together?
They have all the pieces, without a doubt. And you saw the things they did this offseason is only going to help this team out. Got a great young quarterback, and the defense, you know, is great defense. You know, I've gone against them the past 4 years in Indy, and I know what they bring to the table and how well they are prepared each week, and what kind of matchups problems they pose on the offense.
How about Chimp particularly? Did you ever go? I mean, you were in the slot.
Right.
Did you go against him?
No, thank goodness. I didn't see him much. I was inside, so it was pretty much him and Marvin going at it. You know, the last couple of years, so I didn't see him too much, which didn't disappoint me.
How about the film? What you saw of him?
He's just an unbelievable athlete. You know, great instincts. You know, that's what comes to my mind watching him play. He just has unbelievable feel out there and great instincts.
Been a long time. Can you remember a duo as talented as Champ and Dre together?
No, you know, I really can't. Nothing comes easy. It's so hard to find good corners, and to have those two guys out there is going to allow the defense to do so much more as far as blitzing and different types of things like that, where a lot of teams really are reluctant to do it because you don't want to leave those guys out there. But with these guys' talent, you know, you can take those kinds of risks.
How tough was it just to watch the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, it was really tough. You know, it was probably one of the hardest things I had to do in the NFL was because I've been there before, you know, with Baltimore and played in it. So once you've been there and played in it and know what it feels like, then to have to go back and watch and sit and not really be a part of it makes it even harder.
How do you see your role here? I mean,
don't know. I haven't been told or I haven't asked. You know, I'm not really concerned with it. I'm just trying to get healthy and contribute any way possible.
Yeah. Have you thought much about the guy Javon and Brandon Marshall,
right,
the young player they hope,
right,
to start, then they got Rod.
Right.
Have you done that?
I know all the receivers they have, and they're all very talented. So, you know, like I said, I don't really know my role. I'm just trying to get healthy, and really that's my number one goal. And whatever role they have for me, you know, then I'm willing to do it. So, but, you know, my main thing right now is I'm just focused on getting healthy.
Is this the, you know, personal level, worst year you've come off of? I mean, just in terms of having to deal with all the things you dealt with?
Yeah, probably so. You know, I've had a bunch of injuries and a bunch of, had to fight through a lot of things, you know, in my 8 years. But, yeah, definitely, you know, blowing out my Achilles, first thing, and then having to just sit back and watch you know, as we go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, without a doubt, it was the hardest year for me.
Do you ever think, you know, after you blew out your Achilles, that was it?
Or? Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, I remember going in the shower and just thinking, you know, this definitely could be it, because I told myself before that, you know, if I ever went through another injury, that, you know, I was probably going to have to hang it up. But you know, after a couple weeks and talking to the doctors, you know, they didn't see a problem with me coming back from this type of injury. And yeah, I didn't really like how I finished last year. I didn't like how it went. So I didn't want to finish my career on that note.
What are your first impressions of Jay Cutler?
You know, just talked to him a few times, really haven't thrown with him or caught from him at all. So really, I really can't give too much insight on that.
We're in draft coming up. You have draft day memory, what you remember it was like when, you know, you were waiting to hear?
Yeah, you know, it was, for me, it was, you know, I was kind of a third or fourth round guy. So sitting there, I remember watching the TV in the third round, and you see some guys that come off the board, and you think you're better than, and, you know, so it was really disappointing, because then I had to go to sleep that night knowing that, you know, didn't know what was going on. Am I going to drop? Am I even going to get drafted now? So I was a pretty bitter person then, and woke up in a bad mood, and then I got the call early that next day from Baltimore, and it made it a little bit better, but I was still disappointed that I slid that far. But, you know, overall, you know, it was a great day to be drafted.
Have you ever done return? You've done returns.
Not really. I haven't. I'm not much of a special teams guy, to be honest with you. Never really done it.
I don't remember the Super Bowl you did.
No, no. Jermaine Lewis was our guy, but did it a couple of times in preseason, and that was about it. But other than that, I've never done any special teams.
So you're not volunteering for the job?
No, no. I'm definitely. I'm not volunteering. I guess if they throw me out there, you know, I'll do my best. But I won't volunteer for that.
How did the events progress for you to sign with the Broncos? Like, how aggressive were they pursuing you? What other teams talked to you?
You know, I talked to a few teams. A lot of teams were really scared with the Achilles. You know, a lot of teams think it's going to be a lot longer than what I'm thinking it's going to be, and my doctor's thinking it's going to be. So a lot of teams were scared off by it. So I just talked to a few teams and decided that this was the best place for me.
So what is your doctor telling you? I mean, is he saying it's training camp's realistic?
Yeah, he is. He's telling me, you know, 6 to 8 months. And as far as re-rupturing it, it's less than 1% right now. So I have more of a chance of rupturing my left one than I do the one I just had surgery on.
And when did you actually, December?
December 20th, I had the surgery. So it's been a little bit over 3 months now.
Happy with your decision to try it again? You said you were thinking about not doing it. Now that you're out in the off-season program, are you feeling like...
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm excited about the new opportunity. You know, it kind of gets that blood flowing again, coming to a new place, kind of having to prove yourself again to everybody, and coming off this injury. Yeah, I am. I'm excited about it. I look forward to the challenge, and I look forward to playing in this city and this organization.
Does
San Fran.
Did he tell you he's a Dodgers fan?
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Don't hold it against you. I'm really a Red Sox fan. That's my team. That's my team.
I'm a Yankee fan.
There we go. Hey. Thank you. That's why I got it, really. I do like Barry Bonds, though. I will say that.
So you got to go see Dice Gate pitch today.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Going to see what he's all about.
Appreciate your time. Are you and Rod ever in treatment together?
What's that?
Are you and Rod ever?
Oh, yeah, every day. I see him every day.
What are your impressions of him just from seeing him?
Well, I mean, obviously I've watched him over the years. Just, you know, what he's done in his career has just been unbelievable. And, you know, hopefully I look forward to playing with him.
I know this is a hard question, but why do you think you guys had so much success in the playoffs against them? I mean, you talked about how much you respect the defensive personnel, but you guys almost toyed with them, it seems like, at times in the playoffs.
I don't know. You know, it's really hard to say, because we have trouble with them in the regular season. And then we came to the playoffs, and we just kind of, you know, did our thing. You know, it wasn't one thing where we looked at film and said, we need to do this, we need to do that. It was just kind of with us, it was just every week, we just need to do what we do better than what they do. and we need to execute and do the fundamentals. And basically, that was really about it. And, you know, we just went out there and played really good football those games.
Almost was like Peyton was throwing against air. I mean, the way he was laying those passes.
Right.
I mean, it didn't matter if a defender was right on him.
He just played unbelievable. You know, he really did every time in the playoffs. And even last year, I mean, he was just, I mean, you can't say enough about the guy, the way he prepares and the things that he's responsible for in that offense. You know, it's really amazing what he does.
Did the Colts try to keep you?
Not really. You know, it was out there. You know, I was willing to listen and see. But I think they really think it's going to be a lot longer than, you know, what I think it's going to be. And maybe they just were ready to, you know, kind of wipe their hands and part ways. So, you know, I was fine with that. You know, whatever. I'm grateful for them for those 4 years. I had a great time. It's a great organization. So there's no ill will from me. But I definitely look forward to suiting up against them next year.
Do any of the guys in the locker room bring up those playoff games to you?
No, nobody said anything about it yet. So I just try to stay quiet right now and just work.